the proud defender of the American dream, Rick Smith.
So yesterday, Army General Raymond Thomas, the head of the U.S. Special Operations Command, he was speaking at an event in Maryland, and he said, quote, "Our government continues to be in unbelievable turmoil." He says, I hope they sort it out soon because we're a nation at war. He later went on to say, as commander, I'm concerned our government be as stable as possible. And, you know, I was listening to that. I'm looking at that. I'm going, you know what concerns me? You know what's really concerning to me? When the guy who's in charge of overseeing our Navy SEALs and Green Berets is concerned about the stability of our government. I have to be honest, really, really concerning. Now that you've got Flynn's resignation and now all of these stories coming in, I think it's important that we know what the president knew, when he knew it, and everybody else along the way, which is why I've asked Aaron Sherb to come talk with us. He's the director of legislative affairs with Common Cause. Aaron, thanks for taking time for us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
So I look at this, and you've got this general going, you know, I'm concerned about the stability of our country. I'm concerned about the future. And I got to be honest, I'm concerned that he's concerned.
Yeah, we're not even a month into the new administration, and we've seen an unprecedented amount of secrecy, transition, and scandal in this new administration, and it presents a lot of trouble for our democracy in many ways.
So now yesterday, your organization put out a press release saying that you're calling for a bipartisan select committee to investigate the Russian interference in our elections. And I would argue to take that much further into all of the ties that the Trump administration and the Trump campaign people had with Russian officials.
Yeah, I agree. At the minimum, we need a bipartisan select committee to investigate Russia's role in their hacking in the 2016 elections. So many people on the Trump team have Russia connections. It's extremely troubling, and so at the minimum, we need a select committee. But ideally, we need an independent kind of 9/11 like commission that has subpoena power, that has an equal number of Republicans and Democrats appointed to it. Former Supreme Court justices, academics, well-respected lawyers, people who are independent and who have the trust and faith. Conducting a nonpartisan investigation so we can get to the truth of the matter.
You think it's possible in this political environment for people to put aside the political wranglings, to put aside the team sport mentality and actually focus on the fact that, as I believe, that we're in the midst of a true constitutional crisis?
Well, people did that after the 9/11 attacks. And so we're hopeful that we can come together again. And these are nonpartisan issues. Russia apparently intends to help President Trump get elected. Next time it could be them helping a Democratic candidate get elected. So these are nonpartisan issues, and it's a national security issue that traditionally Democrats and Republicans have worked together on. So we're cautiously hopeful that we'll have some sort of progress for creating an independent commission or select committee.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's possible, but here's the reality. I mean, what I saw yesterday is you saw the House Ways and Means Committee voting on party lines, 23-15, to not go pursue looking at President Trump's tax returns. And I got to be honest, right now the barest minimum that we should be doing is looking at those tax returns to find out what ties that he had in Russia.
Yes, we've seen a tiny bit of progress in that there have been individual Republican members of Congress who have called for President Trump to release his tax returns. And so I think as we see more town hall meetings, as we see more folks kind of gathering and organizing and mobilizing around the country demanding that that Republicans call for for President Trump to release his tax returns, I think we'll slowly see some momentum for that, hopefully.
You know, one of the things that's more troubling as well, you look at the fact that we knew for weeks, I should say we didn't know, the president knew for weeks that Flynn was a liability. In fact, the acting attorney general at the time, Sally Yates, had informed the White House about his vulnerability, and yet they did nothing. In fact, what they did is they ended up firing her. And now looking back at that firing, you got to go, wow, you know, was that related as well?
Yeah, it's extremely concerning, given that it took President Trump several weeks after knowing this information about General Flynn and what communications he had had with the Russian ambassador. And it sounds like it wasn't until he found out that General Flynn had lied to Vice President Pence. That sounds like it was what reached the tipping point. But that's why we need some sort of independent commission or select committee to get to the bottom of all these details so that can come to light, so we can figure out what role a former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort, had with Russia, and so we can determine how many other folks on President Trump's transition team and in his administration have these deep ties to Russia and what they knew about Russia's role in hacking the 2016 elections.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And I mean, you know, I go back to the conventions, and we broadcast from both conventions, and I remember this talk about Russia then, and even before then. But really, the open secret, especially at the Republican convention, was that there was all of this Russian involvement in other places. And this is one of those things that I think we've known for a very long time, that we really just decided as a country, and I don't know why, not to do anything yet.
Yeah, well, we're kind of seeing a drip, drip, drip of continued stories or kind of a continued information come out about increased ties with folks in the Trump administration and Russia. And I think General Kelly with the next shoe to drop and further investigations or further reporting will likely reveal the depth of other connections that the Trump administration has with Russia.
Right. So how high could this go? I mean, you know, are we looking at Bannon? Are we looking at Trump himself? How high do you think this goes?
Well, that's what we ultimately like to know. That everybody wants to know is, who did somebody order General Flynn to have these conversations with the Russian ambassador about sanctions? Was that, did President Trump himself know this? Did he order this? Did he order Steve Bannon to instruct General Kelly to have conversations with the Russian ambassador? Like, and there's so many variables, and we just don't know at this point. And that's why there has to be some sort of independent investigation to determine the facts.
Yeah, General Flynn, right? Okay, I think you said General Kelly.
I'm sorry, General Flynn.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that because it's Flynn that we're looking at. But here's the thing, and I think you make an interesting point, that I don't think General Flynn would act on his own. He's a military guy. He follows orders. You know, how much of this, and that's the part of this investigation and this question that has to be answered, because I don't think he just went out on his own and said, oh, I think we're going to make these phone calls on our own.
Yeah, and so it's been reported by multiple sources that General Flynn had five phone conversations with the Russian ambassador on that same day that Russian sanctions were announced. And so it seems extremely unusual that he would do that on his own, kind of unprompted.
Right.
And so there's certainly more to the story here that has not been told yet.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on the yesterday's news was really, if you watched Fox News, it was all about it's the leakers and this is wrong. And you know, the other part of it is, you know, he was an American citizen and we wiretapped an American citizen and all of that. I'm curious your thoughts.
Well, sure. So President Trump has an uncanny ability to divert or to kind of change the story or try to change the narrative of the story. And so I think we're seeing that exactly what happened yesterday with General Flynn when his resignation after he resigned, and that the Trump administration wants to pivot from that story. That's not the story that they want to be told. And so they're trying to pivot from that. And sounds like the NSA was already investigating, was already concerned about connections with the Trump administration or the Trump campaign and the Russian government. And so that's how some of these conversations came to light when the NSA was doing its routine surveillance.
So we're basically how the story, as I understand it, and maybe you've got a better idea on it than I do, is, you know, we were tracking, you know, people overseas, and Flynn just happened to get caught in that.
Yes. Yeah, that's my understanding. And that's what it sounds like it's been reported so far from multiple sources.
And it was just his bad luck that he was dealing with the wrong people. And for me, it's one of these interesting things. I was watching, you know, fake news last night at the gym, and they were just all, you know, apoplectic over the fact that this is an American citizen and we've wiretapped an American citizen and on and on and on. And I'm going, but there's the other side of this. He was really talking to somebody that, well, we thought was worth wiretapping.
Yeah, clearly there've been, the FBI and the NSA were previously alerted to communications that the Trump campaign had had with Russian officials, and the FBI, as it is widely known, had already been following the situation and doing an investigation, and so it sounds like this is part of a much larger kind of investigation into Russia's role in hacking the 2016 elections, and just happened to be that the General Flynn was one of the conversations they caught.
This is why I think an investigation is so important. So last line of questioning I've got for you. Let's say an investigation happens. What's the hoped outcome? I mean, what are we looking for? I mean, you start an investigation going, okay, we want to know, but where does this go?
Yeah, well, at this point, we just don't know what we don't know. And there's so much more to the story, we think, that has to be told. And ultimately, just like with the 9/11 Commission following those terrorist attacks, we would expect any sort of committee or independent commission investigating Russia's role in the 2016 election to make some recommendations to help kind of protect our elections and kind of get some concrete steps in place to make sure this doesn't happen again, either from Russia or any other foreign entity that wants to try to undermine our democracy.
It's certainly going to be interesting, and I hope we should be pushing for this investigation. Every one of us should be calling our representatives and demanding that they look into this. Aaron, I appreciate you taking time for us and sharing some of your thoughts.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
Great talking with you, Aaron Shrib. You know, here's the thing. You remember me talking about how the Republicans were making such a big deal about, you know, Betsy DeVos is, you know, she's only 16th in line for the White House. I'm now starting to think that if this investigation goes the way I think it might, she could possibly be president. If enough of them get arrested and enough of them get thrown out of office and this goes as deep, maybe we're going to get down to 16th in line in the cabinet. And scary, scary stuff. Going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.